Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Hearing and watching a marching band can awaken primal reactions. The heartbeat of the bass drum, the quickening pulse of the snares, and the crash of cymbals. Add high-energy dancers and pom-poms flying through the air, and it's all you can do as a bystander not to jump in line and join. If you, on the sidelines, are energized, what about the band members? What do they gain from all that practice and dedication? For the Christian Warriors Marching Band, based in West Baltimore, it turns out the yield is a lot more than just music education. Here to tell us more about the group is band director Reverend Ernest King, who founded the Christian Warriors 29 years ago. Tomorrow, he will travel with the band to Harlem to represent Baltimore in the African American Day Parade, an annual tradition in New York for almost a half century. Welcome, Reverend King.
Thank you.
And also with us is James Parker, a former member of the Drumline and now the band's assistant director. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Reverend King, how did the Christian Warriors come to be?
The Christian Warriors came to be extended off our football program, the cheerleaders and the football players.
And this was at?
At Holland Park Recreation Center, where I was coaching football.
So what happened?
Well, we was hosting a cheerleading competition, and we had invited groups around the city. One group came down, the Baltimore Rockers came down with their pom-pom girls and their drummers. And our kids' eyes caught on to the drummers. And once the competition was over, they asked me, could they start a drum line and could they start a marching band? And that's how we began to form the Christian Warriors Marching Band.
29 years ago. And you were part of that first line?
Yes, I was. Actually, I believe those young ladies that were pressuring Reverend King at the time to get a drummer lived in my neighborhood, and they came home and said, hey, you want to try playing drums for us? And I said, sure. And he took me up to the football field, and that's when I met Rev.
You remember that still?
I remember it to this day.
Who makes up the band?
The band is made up of children from the age of 3 years old, boys and girls, up to 22, but we do have quite a few members over that.
That's a big range. Well, tell me more about the neighborhoods people come from.
We have children coming from Curtis Bay. All of them are out of the public housing facilities. Curtis Bay, West Point, Brooklyn Homes, Gilmore Homes, and there where we at, Lexington Terrace and Poe Homes. So by us working with them, we try to pull them out and just show them another better scenery than what they see sometimes. And with the traveling, it really helps them lift their self-esteem. They are a joy to their community, especially when they put on that uniform.
James, tell me, you told me how you got started, but why was it important to you to be part of the band?
I had a love for music. At the time, I was young, and my parents were going through a breakup at the time, and I was headed down the wrong path, and I needed somewhere to let some of this energy out. And when I hooked up with Rev, I got something to beat on.
did you know intellectually that you needed someplace to let your energy
Absolutely
out, or
not.
Was it an instinct?
Absolutely not. I had no clue. The young lady who led me to Rev, she knew me in the neighborhood for being a knucklehead. And she was like, come on and go hang with me. Come on and hang out. And when I met Rev, didn't have a clue. I just gravitated to him. I didn't know why. And later on, as time went on, I began to trust him and open up to him. And he began to process me through some things. And before I knew it, I was growing up. And I owe a lot of that to Rev.
Did you plan it that way, Reverend King, or did it just evolve?
No, I just, I love the kids. And I just believe God planted that in my heart just to help them. And I had two boys myself that began on the drum line also. So having people around me helped me grow, but reaching out to them, showing them that it was another way than what was going on in our neighborhood, the drugs and all, is still another way. And so by taking them out of the community, skating or whatever events that we had, the children never forgot it.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with Reverend Ernest King, director of the West Baltimore marching band, the Christian Warriors. King has won dozens of service awards for his 3 decades of advocating for and working with young people in the city. Also with us is James Parker, former member of the band, now its assistant director. James, so you started in the drumline early, but you haven't been there the whole time.
No. I started at about 13, 14, and I think I stayed with him till I was maybe about 21, 22. That was when my first daughter was born. And this is what Rev does that nobody else can repeat. He does not ever leave you. I've been with him. Even though I went my way, he stayed in contact with me. He stayed reaching out as far as North Carolina. Are you okay? I haven't heard from you in a month. Is that how your family? When I had got custody of my 3 kids and I didn't have employment, Rev called and said, what's going on? I said, Rev, I can't find employment, but I got these kids. I got to feed my kids. And he said, hold on. And he called his cousin and he said, look, I need you to call James and give him a job. And cousin called me, and for 12 years I worked for his cousin feeding my family. And even to this day, Rev still sows into my life. As my daughters got older, they gravitated to Rev, and I was able to do more working because my girls would be with Rev, growing up with Rev. And then as they got older and started going to college and things, my son also gravitated to him. And each and every one of the people he's met from me on, he knows them individually. He goes into their homes. He knows their moms by first name, these children by first name, the adults now like myself. He knows them personally. So I was away, but not far. And at some point, Rev called me and said, hey, I need you to come back home. And I said, all right, Rev, I'll be there. And I showed up, and I've been with him since.
What is required of members in terms of rehearsals, commitment, time, et cetera?
We have a lot of kids. We really just require them to be there and be 100% in participating. You know, if you want to do it, give it your all. We work with them through all kinds of wherever they at, whatever stage they in. Some come in different stages of life. Some ready to go, some not. Some ready to participate with others, some not people. We take them wherever they at and we work with them. We let them get used to beating on drums and twirling pom-poms, and we let them go. We let them be kids.
How many people are part of the structure?
At any given time, just for the band part, you could have at any, let's just say any rehearsal, you could have anywhere from 40 to 65 maybe in one building.
That's a big group.
Yeah. Since I've been knowing Rev, since 1988, it was 88, right, Rev? 1988, I've seen probably 2,000 kids come through them. Group changes every year.
The group changes every year, and
every year.
What do they take away from it?
Some stay, some stick around and help teach and build, but new ones come. We get new kids, they grow. They take away life skills that they could use, or skills that they could use throughout their life.
And how would you describe what some of those skills are?
Knowing how to communicate with your peers with on a job, or knowing how to take directives from a supervisor, knowing how to not take things personal, knowing how to let some things roll off your chest, knowing how to pick the right spots for situations. Every time's not the right time. How to say what you want to say without offending a person. How to use the right choice of words. Or it's okay to be angry. It doesn't mean you have to touch somebody or respond because you're angry. We teach a lot to the kids, and they take a lot away. And they also teach us a lot in the process. I know some songs now that I probably wouldn't know if I have some of the kids. I know some dance moves that I probably wouldn't know if I didn't have some of the kids. And just like Rev, they keep me young.
Any songs you want to share now on the radio?
Oh, no. They kids.
But most of all, we follow up with them in school on our registration form. Education and all plays a part. And I pay visits to schools if I'm hearing they doing bad, or even if they're doing good, we become a support to them in school and at home. Because in order to raise them, it takes everybody. And I think sometime in our culture, we forget that I need that neighbor down the street, where a child might respect me, where they might not respect their uncle. So I become a a help to that mother to say, hey, I don't appreciate you acting up in class. I don't appreciate you not doing your homework. So we do set those boundaries where we do go in to be a support to them in that.
You have been at this since 1988. How have things changed?
The main change I see, the kids have gotten wiser.
Kids have gotten wiser.
Kids have gotten wiser.
Explain that.
The wiser meaning that they're always trying to outthink us adults.
Absolutely.
And that's always been true.
Right. But they can take this tablet.
He's holding
and this
his
phone,
cell phone.
Okay. And they can work it in ways where they have to teach me. I have learned to listen to their suggestions. Just because they lure people don't mean they don't have the insight. But they have some insight, but they have to be guided. So we become that guiding force. Some of the problems that they have, they need help to go through them. And they need to have people that's going to be true to showing them what they're doing right or what they're doing wrong. And still help pull them through to understand where they're at in their lives. So we all play a part in, you know, helping the mold, even the boys or the girls, even adults also.
The band travels a lot. What kind of impact does that have?
Traveling, a great impact. The kids have traveled as far north, to Boston, Canada, Long Island, Rhode Island, as far south as Tampa Bay, Miami, and also Orlando, which is our annual trip. It stirs them just to be on the road. And I mean, they really get excited. I believe they grow, and they grow that bond together, because each generation that I have, even when they leave the band, they still in touch with each other.
Do you remember your first road trip with the band?
Absolutely. I was kind of and didn't notice at the time, but in my head, I was more like thinking I was the only person in the world going through everything that I was going through, and all the pressure in the world was coming down on my shoulders. Rev put me in atmospheres where I got to talk to people, my peers, and find out that I wasn't the only one going through it. But even still, I'm going, I live in Baltimore. This is just only in Baltimore where I got to go through this. And Rev would take me and show me other places where other kids, it's not just you, you know, we got to work through this together. Right? And it showed me that. And I had an uncle that lived a few doors up from me. His name was Uncle John, God rest his soul, who saw me preparing to leave with Red one time to a New York trip. And he asked me, boy, where you going? And I said, oh, I'm on my way to New York, Uncle John. And Uncle John was 65 at this time. And he said, boy, how many places have you been with Red? And I said, about 13, 14, he said, I'm 65 years old and I've never been out of Baltimore City. That stuck with me from 16 years old. So, yes, I think traveling has a great impact on us. Helped me to calm down a little bit and see that, hey, there's other people out here going through what you're going through.
James, what goes through your mind when you work with young people in the band that you were once part of?
I see a need, a reason, a need to give back. And I like to see when I work with them a few hours a week and it happens consistently, what they do when they actually get out there and perform and they don't need me there. I can just stand back and watch. I like to see that. I like what it does when I see my son light up to pick up the drums, or when I see him and some of his brothers on the drum line, because that's what they call each other, they brothers. When some of his brothers pick up the drums, it light their faces up when they can make it to the program, when they feel like they did a good job. We go by, we all get the drummers together and they ride with me in the van and they just tell me how they feel, and they be on a million screaming all the way back, but I just let them have their time. And that's where I get joy out of it, when I see them growing, being able to handle certain things. I see a kid that come in, and when he first got here, he wasn't getting along with nobody, and then after a year we got him, and now he's the band favorite because he learned how to process and deal with his anger issues, or learn how to talk to the people next to him. I get a joy out of seeing us make differences in people's lives.
Is it all success stories? I mean, is there ever a kid who just turns away and you can't get him?
Yes. We've done had some turn away. Quite a few funerals we had to go to. Okay, quite a few where the streets just ate about. But even with that, we become support to the families, okay, by them being a member of us. To me, that's the most damaging and hurt when you see a talented child that could, you know, go somewhere, just get caught up in what's going on. That leaves an everlasting effect on me all the time, you know, all the time, because I always think about what I could have done a little more.
I don't know if there's an answer to this question, but where do you find the time and the organization and the heart to be that deeply involved with each of the members of this organization?
It's the grace of God that has given that to me, and the loss of a brother, and the loss of a sister, and the loss of a grandchild. And I said, if I can just make a difference with one person. And that's what my supervisor said from the Y. If you can only touch, if I can touch you and you can touch five, make a difference. And that's what I've been doing. And I enjoy it.
Well, I thank you for telling us about it. It's quite a story. I hope you have a great trip.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Reverend Ernest King directs the West Baltimore Marching Band he founded 29 years ago, the Christian Warriors. James Parker, a former member of the band, is assistant director. If you're in New York this weekend, take the subway Sunday afternoon to see the Christian Warriors at the African American Day Parade in Harlem. It starts at 1 p.m. After the break, on the record, a Stoop story. I'm Sheila Cast. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.